This is a download from the BBC. To download other programmes or for more information, go online.
bbc.co.uk/5live.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Film Review Podcast, which features me and the good doctor, and also Mike Lee, about his latest film, Happy Go Lucky.
Sally Hawkins is Poppy, Eddie Marsden is the driving instructor, Mark Kermode is the film critic, and Mike Lee is the director. Good afternoon to you, Mike.
Hi, how are you doing?
And hello, Mark.
Hello, how are you? I'm not going to ever be able to get in a driving instructor's car without going, Enraha, 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 Eddie Marsden for president, that's what I say.
Mike, we have to start with, before you even explain what the movie's about, can you just explain that Enraha business? Because people will be going, what on earth is that?
Well, this is a guy who's got all kinds of rubbish floating around in his head, and he doesn't understand any of it, and he's into all kinds of quasi-mystical things, and that's one of them. And he's got this idea that in some way, because it's the eye at the top of the pyramid, and so, you know, mirror signal manoeuvre, you've got your rear view mirror and your two wing mirrors, and that makes a triangle, and he's got this crazy idea that Enraha will make the learner driver look in the... Remember to look in the rear view mirror. It's the guy, but the guy's all over the place.
Yes, you know. but it works. And when I got in the car this morning, that's what I thought. I thought the two mirrors, one on either side, that's the base of the triangle. Enraha! And people are going to be doing that.
The fact is, he obviously thinks there's no way she can be a teacher. She's just completely irresponsible and mad and zany and doesn't take it seriously. We know that she's totally focused, she's totally grounded, she's a very good teacher, but he brings out the worst in her because he's, you know, the only way you can deal with a guy like Scott, who's got no sense of humour at all, is with your humour, you know, and yes. she just thinks he's hilarious. But then, of course, she also knows he's a sad case.
Eddie is a fantastic driving instructor. Tell us more about Sally Hawkins, a new face to me. Mike, I haven't seen her before, but she, you know, she's the person that the film hangs around. Just explain a bit about her and a bit about Poppy.
Well, Sally Hawkins is not a new face at all. Apart from anything else, she was in Vera Drake as the posh girl that gets raped and has a private abortion, and she was very significantly in my previous film, All or Nothing. She's just had two awards for her central portrayal of Anne Elliot in Jane Austen Persuasion on television. She's in Woody Allen's new film, Cassandra's Dream.
You're saying I've got a bit of catching up to do.
Yeah, I mean, she's done a lot, and she's brilliant. She is very intelligent, she's versatile, she's very talented, she's very funny, she's gorgeous, she's full of beans. She's kind of, you know, and it's great to collaborate with her to make this character who is positive and so, full of such vitality and energy, really.
Here's Mark Kermode. Take it away, Mark.
Well, I think it's interesting, that thing about her as a new face. About actually, the fact is, I mean, I really like Vera Drake, although I hadn't until that moment connected those two characters, uh-huh. Because the character that she plays in Vera Drake and the character that she plays here are so completely different. And
well, I think, Mark, that's the point.
Yes, sure.
I do like working with, and can only really work with proper, what are properly called character actors, people who are totally versatile and can do completely different characters. And she is at the forefront of young British versatile character actors.
No, that's absolutely right. And that idea about each new character you inhabit, you should almost kind of physically redefine the performance. And of course, actually throughout, Mike Lee's stuff, that's what you see. You see actors doing stuff that they haven't often done, for other directors. I mean, I think the most interesting thing about this particular film is that what you have at the centre of it is a character who is almost fearsomely optimistic. And with everyone that she meets, she is given the possibility of judging them either for what she sees or what she believes is behind it. And in every single case, Mike mentioned this thing about she's a good teacher. There's a case when there's a kid at school who is involved in bullying, but she sees that behind that there must be some trauma. When she's faced with Eddie Marsden's character, who I absolutely loved, and I have to say, there are bits of Eddie Marsden's character that I identify with. She sees that behind that there is, you know, a sort of timid character rather than just a bullying character. Later on, she meets a tramp who appears to be talking completely incoherently, but she, with her, you know, boundless optimism, engages him in a conversation and discovers that he is actually making some kind of sense. And I think that that's the through line through all this. It is the central question of, is happy the same as lucky? And it seems from her point of view that if she looks at the world with a positive light, that the world will respond to that. I think that's at the centre of what this is about.
I think that's right. I think it's also important that there is at the centre of the film, there is her relationship with her flatmate, Zoe, played by Alexis Segerman very brilliantly. And so the film is, apart from all the other things it's about, which I think you've described very fully, Mark, it is about female, you know, friendship and relationships. And I think that the double act that they do, I think, is central to what to the spirit of the film.
And also central, I think, Mike, for me, was seeing what a great teacher she is, because to start with, there may well be some people thinking, well, actually, you know, relentlessly cheerful people can be very annoying. But when you see her at work and you see what a class act that she is as a teacher, they're doing reception infants or slightly older than that, you're thinking, right, OK, this all now falls into place.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the thing is, you know, the thing about the title, Happy Go Lucky, is, I mean, you've got to, you know, the problem we all have is you've got to give a film some title. And Happy Go Lucky evokes a general spirit. I mean, I think it's kind of wrong to talk about the film in terms of it being about a state of happiness or a state of, you know, pure bliss. I mean, to talk about happy, talk about Poppy as being relentlessly happy isn't quite accurate. It's as though it makes it sound as though she's eaten a lot of magic mushrooms or smoked a lot of dope, which isn't the case. I mean, she's somebody who is positive and in that sense is fulfilled and focused and is simply not prepared and indeed not able to be negative and miserablest about things.
I think that's quite rare, Mike. I was thinking last night how many times you watch a movie where the central character is essentially living a fulfilled life.
Well, that's right. And I suppose, you know, having done all kinds of films and about characters who were not doing that, I think probably the truth is it's both natural to look at life and its problems and indeed relatively easy to look at characters who are not positive. But to me, it just felt the right time and Sally Hawkins, absolutely the right actor with whom to collaborate to explore this kind of positive approach to life, to this energy.
Mark, do you just want to explain a bit more? When you said that for some of the film you were kind of with Eddie Marsden's driving instructor, is that just because you have a tendency to grumpiness? Or?
Well, yes, it's two things. Firstly, I mean, I think I am naturally a grumpy person. And I mean, I absolutely love Eddie Marsden. And every time I see him on stage, I see him on screen, it's like watching a different actor. I think he's one of our greatest character actors.
Yes.
And I personally am somebody who finds chipperness, you know, very almost alienating. And what's very interesting is at the beginning of when she gets into the car with Eddie Marsden's character, and he's saying, you know, stop doing this, take it seriously. My initial reaction,
you're right,
is actually
yes,
is to side with him. Later on, there's a scene in which our central character says, you know what, I'm actually very happy with my life. I like my job. I like my kids. And one of her relatives said, well, there's no need to rub it in, as if somehow being fulfilled is an act of aggression. Now, I think what's interesting about the film, and I think it's an interesting question about drama in general, do you have to sympathise with or empathise with the central character in order to embrace the drama? And I would say the answer to that, in my case, is no, because in this case, what I'm being asked to do is to watch a drama about a central character who is much more optimistic and positive. I understand what Mike means about she's not relentlessly happy, but relentlessly positive, which is something I personally find very, very alienating, and yet the drama is showing you that there is a reason for all this, and actually through the strength of her positivity, situations around her unravel. The people that she comes into contact with, she does manage to get inside and explore, whether they be school children, whether it be the mad driving instructor, whether it be the guy who to some extent refers back to characters that we might have come across in a much darker film like Naked. I mean, I think that's the through line of the movie.
Mike?
Sorry, end of my lecture.
Very good. No, I mean, I think all that's absolutely right. What I want to know, what I can't tell from what you just said, is do you, Mark, like Poppy?
No, instinctively I don't. And I think
What I suppose I'm interested in is this. Not whether I want to know whether you really like her or whether you're hanging on to some notion that your idea of yourself is that you ought not to like her.
No, here's my answer to that. I find her irritating, and yet through the course of the film, what I see is that she is correct and she is valuable and she is a brilliant teacher. And I think that's the strength of the film, is that it encourages me to embrace a character whose manner I find very, very alienating.
But do you find her alienating throughout the film or only at the beginning of the film?
Because I'm with that, Mike. I found it irritating right at the beginning and, oh, I don't know if I can cope with this. And then, but through the course of the movie and through the incidents that we've been talking about, grew to love her very much and thought she was great at the end.
I think that's right. You see, I mean, I think you could be forgiven, not at the very beginning of the film, but sort of about three scenes in, when she's kind of being pretty outrageous, having been clubbing and drinking all night, you can be forgiven for thinking, can I spend 2 hours with this person? But it doesn't take long, as far as I'm concerned, before you really start to get the hang of her and realise that she's actually a real proper person who's got a real sense of, you know, is grounded and has got a sense of responsibility without ever losing her sense of humour and her joie de vivre.
Well, I think, as Simon said, the key scene, the sort of the turning point, is the scene in which you see her dealing with the child at school, in which there's an act of aggression, and she automatically sees that behind that there is some weakness, and she goes into the situation, deals with it brilliantly, and for me, that's the turning point.
Yes, and I agree, and I think that makes sense, absolutely.
There's my favourite line, I mean, it's been very well received, this film so far, Mike, as you know, and there's a line in, I think it was either The Evening Standard or The Independent, in which says, Sally Hawkins plays Poppy rather like the coyote from the children's cartoon Roadrunner. No matter what obstacles are put in her way, she gets right back up and gets on with it.
Yeah, I mean, that's an amusing description of it. I'm not sure that... I think I would hope, and I would say because what Sally delivers is a very real and three-dimensional grown-up performance of a proper real kind of person, yeah. I think it's that description, amusing as it is a bit reductionist, really, I would say.
Is she in every scene, Mike?
She's in, apart from two scenes where you only see her flatmate Zoe, two tiny scenes, yes.
I wonder if there's going to be a big take-up of flamenco classes when people have been to see this. I mean, I've never, ever been tempted by it, but I maybe want to stamp the floor and shout my space and think, yeah, absolutely, this will work.
I mean, isn't Karina Fernandez, who plays the flamenco teacher, isn't she brilliant, don't you think?
That is a wonderful scene. I think that is also, you know, one of the scenes that it absolutely will win audiences across the board, because you believe in her character, and she starts off explaining to people that for people who haven't seen it, in order to do this dance properly, what they have to do is to stamp their feet on the floor and shout "my space" and determine their space. And then from behind this comes her own kind of crazy story of how she's fallen out with her lover, and it's an absolutely explosive little moment in which suddenly it all gets too much for her. And then we hear brilliantly after all that, well, it's okay, she came back in and finished the lesson. And that, I think, is the real beautiful payoff of that scene.
Oh, great. Well, I'm glad you like it. I mean, I just think, I make these films, you know, we have no script. We get out there and explore things and kick things around and kind of make it all up. And somehow, when I sort of hit the golden seam of the material that gave us that scene, I just thought, well, this is just magic, really. And, you know, and I'm glad that it seems to work. I
mean, does it take a while, Mike, to hit that golden seam? Do you have to be working and filming for a while before you get there?
No, well, actually, curiously enough, when that scene in the flamenco class turns on that sixpence at the end and all that stuff comes out and about the boyfriend and she has this sort of breakdown, that happened really very quickly while we were constructing the scene, while we were shooting it, really. I just kind of tapped into... Because, obviously, we always create the backstory of every single character, large or small, and we just tapped into this painful stuff that this woman had on the go and dragged it all up to the surface, you know.
Did you enjoy making the film, Mike?
It was great fun.
Because, I mean, it is reported occasionally that you actually have quite a tough time making the films, and it's rigorous, difficult routine for the actors and also for the director.
Oh yeah, I mean, you don't make these films in a long weekend, you know, in the middle of two holidays. I mean, you know, it is hard going. I mean, you know, and you can't do what I suppose many a filmmaker, or indeed many an actor, can do, which is to say, well, let's just learn the lines and just shoot it, because we're constantly being thrown back on the fact there's nothing there, we've got to make it happen. So it's very tough, but it's immensely rewarding, and I personally, you know, rejoice in the privilege that I've had of spent a lifetime making movies and doing so with the kind of freedom that I've been afforded because of the way I work. You know, people just let me get on with it and don't interfere.
Mike, I appreciate the time you spent with us today. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Thanks for downloading from the BBC. To find other downloads or more information, go online.
bbc.co.uk/5live.